this is kind of a pet peeve moment for me. I recently experienced bad customer service and it just shocks me. And I don't even care if you want to have a $100 million business. This is extremely important. So listen up.
92% of U.S. businesses are micro businesses. They can earn upwards of $200,000 per year. But they do come with their own unique challenges. If you've ever thought about quitting your job and starting your own business, you're not alone. Your host, Chad Muncy, has started, built, and sold successful business ventures and helped others do the same for more than a decade and a half. Welcome to the Micro Business Show.
All right, here it is. I cannot understand, absolutely cannot understand, companies, businesses, restaurants, anyone who has an employee that works for them where the customer service is continuously bad. And sometimes it's not even bad. It's just rude, aggressive, and it shocks me. Let me say one thing on here. If you are thinking about starting a business or if you own a business, everything comes downhill from you or flows uphill from you. I don't care which way you look at it. I've heard it both ways. If you own a business or you're starting a business, things happen because you either have taught them to happen, trained them to happen, or have not taught or trained them to happen. So there's two ways to look at this. If something is happening down the employee line, and it's getting to my customers and it's affecting the bottom line, it is because I have either trained them to do it or not trained them to do it. And I have recently experienced a restaurant, and it was shocking how bad the customer service was. It wasn't aggressive. It wasn't mean. It wasn't even rude. It just was non-existent. If you are planning on running a business that is better than 90% of the other businesses in your area that are in the same industry, it is so important that you focus on customer service. How can we do this? How can we create such an organizational structure, a training? How can we create an atmosphere? What's the word I'm looking for? Culture. How can we create a culture that is phenomenal, that is so much better than other restaurants if I'm a restaurant, or so much better than other cleaning companies if I'm a cleaning company, or I don't care what business you're in. How can you create that? There's a few things that I'm going to talk about right now, and I want you to listen to. And if you're not in business right now, I still want you to listen to it because you can use this for whatever you're in. If you have a coaching business, if you're retired and you just want to be a better person, listen. First of all, I want you to move your focus from serving the customer to caring about the customer. Okay. I want you to care about the customer. Let's not serve them. Let's not act like they're another number. You know, I used to work in a factory when I was in my teenage years. I think up until I was like 20 years old, I worked in a factory, an industrial building where we made these cardboard tubes. And there's nothing worse than the way the employees out there on the floor, we actually called it, do you work on the floor or do you work in the office? Because the office was air conditioned. People wore ties and shirts and collared shirts and suit coats. And then out on the floor, we felt like another number. There's nothing worse than employees that feel like they're a number. Well, there actually is something worse. It's when you own a business and your customers, the people that are actually paying you, that feel like a number. And how do we get over that? You help the customers not feel like a number by actually caring about the customer. How do we do this? We act like they are a friend, a neighbor, a family member, and we build a relationship with the customer. Not only does this unify the employee, customer experience, but it unifies across the board all of my customers. And that customer becomes friends with their neighbor, and they just can't help but talk about their experience. Maybe they're not even talking about your business. They're just like, how was your day? Oh, it was great. I went to visit so-and-so. I stopped by the car shop up here, and man, I love stopping by there. And then the neighbor's like, why do you love stopping by there? Oh, I get to speak to Janice. She's at the front desk. I love seeing her. I love to take my car in there. Then that neighbor goes, and it just spreads like wildfire. Move your focus to stop serving customers and treating them like a number to caring about customers, caring about the experience, and then training it down the line to other employees, to other people who work for you, to volunteers. There are hospitals who have dozens of volunteers. Train that into your volunteers to care about the customer and act like you want to build a relationship. Sometimes you come into work and you don't feel good. Something's wrong. You're upset. You're sad. Your emotions, something is not right. So yes, sometimes you have to act. But acting is a lot better than acting like a jerk or acting like you don't care. So if you've got to act, act, but care about the customer, build that relationship. Next, create value. So this comes in every arena of making a profit, making money. You always put your value first. And it is so unfortunate. I see businesses all over the place here in my local town. I see businesses and it's all about profit. You come in and you're greeted with a sign at the door that says, do not do this. We don't do this. I'm not talking about COVID. It has nothing to do with that. I'm talking about other things. And you start seeing all the rules and regulations. There's hotels that I've stayed in where they have signs, do not put this on there. There will be a charge if you do this. And if you don't do this, we're going to add a charge to your credit card. They have all these rules and regulations and signs, and it makes you not feel It makes you feel like they're all about profit and they're looking to make a profit off of you. Instead of giving me more value, what is value? Value is when you can give me something for free or something that is significantly more valuable than what I'm actually paying you to give me. Does that make sense? So give me something that's significantly more valuable than what I'm paying you to give me. I don't care what industry you think about, what you think I'm talking about right now. Think about your work. Think about your business. Think about what you're doing and how you can give somebody something that they perceive as more valuable than what they're paying you to do. If you do that, then you're leading with value and your customer service will be incredible and your customers will absolutely feel like they're in a relationship with you and tell everyone about your business. The next thing that I want to talk about is making sure that your employees, and not everybody has an employee, but making sure that your employees and people that work for you not only live in a culture where they feel valued, but give them a sense of responsibility and ownership for the job that they're doing. If the woman works at the front and somebody is looking over at Sandra, let's say a woman's name is Sandra and somebody's looking over her shoulder all the time, making sure she's doing everything right. Every single day is like that. She's going to feel like an employee. She's going to feel like a number. She's going to feel like an employee and she's not going to feel like you actually trust her to do the job that you've tasked her with. And unfortunately, a lot of business owners don't even give their employees after training, I'm talking about you should train them first, but they don't even give them the benefit of a doubt and let them show and prove themselves that they can do a job. So first of all, train your employee. That's your time to look over their shoulder. If you want to look over somebody's shoulder, train the employee, make sure they're doing things correctly, make sure there's a system in place, a guide that they can follow, and then once you release them and let them do their job, let them do their job. There's nothing worse than seeing an employee who their boss is breathing down their back all the time. I feel awful as a customer. I feel awful for them. And usually that employee is disgruntled and could care less about serving the customer, building a relationship, making them the center of everything and creating value in that customer's life. They just don't care about it because they don't feel valued themselves. Let's talk about developing a system for everything that I'm talking about. If you're going to hire an employee, I want you to develop a system that creates a great culture. Be different than other businesses. Don't think back to your days in the industrial plant and how they hired you on. No, make a fun hire on process. Make it fun to be trained by you. Give them a sense of responsibility and let them fly with it and love on that employee. Yes, there's nothing wrong. I'm not talking about sexual harassment here. I'm talking about loving other people, love on that employee, tell them how much you appreciate them and create a family-like atmosphere. Yes, you still want to be the boss. You still want to maintain a boundary, but you also want to create a culture of love. And if you don't want to, I don't know, I might not want to be a part of your business, because everybody needs some more love in their life. Everybody needs somebody that they feel like loves them and appreciates them and wants to see them do well. And if you instill that in your employee, it will change your business. And then on top of that, if you create a system to instill it, if you go ahead and think through this process right now, if you're in business already, think through this process, stop what you're doing, create a training guide where you can train employees and you can actually instill this in the culture. Plan parties for your employees. Do things for your employees. Buy your employees lunch once a week. I don't care what you do. There needs to be several times each month where you show your employees that you care about them and where you allow them to become a part of this unified organization. That will change your business. I also want to talk about your view of the customer. And I've talked about it a little bit, but I want you to talk about perspective sometimes. And I want you to think about the perspective of the customer and how your business looks to them. I want you to go on Google, and I want you to Google every other business within a 20-mile radius that is in the same industry as you. And I want you to look at their website. I want you to look at all their marketing materials. And I want you to be creatively different. If you're not right now, you need to change that part of your business. Be creatively different in the way you look, the way it feels to employees who are looking at your website. And if you have to change your wording, if you have to make it not as static and make it more fun and colorful, do that. But be creatively different than all of your competition. And the customer's perspective of you will change. If you look like everyone else out there, I know you've heard this before, but if you look like everyone else out there, the employees that come to your business will be just like everybody else's employees. The customers that come to you will be just like everybody else's customers. But if you're the crazy, wild company that does fun, crazy stuff, then people are either going to love it or hate it. But I'll tell you this, the people who love it will stick with you until the end, and they will not leave your side because they love that culture. You can't be like everybody. If you're like everybody, you're like nobody. So be different. I just wanted to really quickly spew all that at you, and hopefully some of that stuck in your mind. The next episode is pretty incredible. I've got a lady named Tina, who has been through all kinds of things in business. She has owned an HVAC company, and she didn't even know she was going to own one. And I mean, she changed it. Her company went from flat and stagnant and just kind of like everybody else. And her and her husband turned it around, and people compared them to Chick-fil-A as far as customer service, which is pretty incredible. She's won awards. They've won awards. So you're going to hear from her, and you're not only going to hear about her story, you're going to hear about what she did in her business and what you can do in your business from her experience to completely change your business. Do not miss the next episode. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today and listening to me blab on this microphone. I could not be here if it wasn't for you guys in the audience. Please go to the website, microbusinessshow.com. There's some resources there for you. And I will communicate with you through the newsletter if you will sign up for that. And you can get the free perfect strategy, which will help you think through your new business before you start it and all the aspects of that. Just go on there. You can download it for free. Visit Facebook and Instagram at Micro Business Launch, and I will see you next time. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to the Micro Business Show podcast. This is Chad Muncie reminding you to chase your dreams, be creative, and create your own freedom. Have a great rest of your day. Talk to you soon.